ticket.
Bring your dimpled balls to the 10th annual Coors Light Denim and Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Sign your team up now. Log on to theticket.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are live from Boston's Gourmet Pizza today. It is time now to stop down for a little bit of This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Cowboys in Kansas City, they are selling tickets for less than face value.
You're kidding me.
Tickets. No, I am not.
Wow, what a great deal.
Less than face. And you can get them just about anywhere inside the place that you want. Hey, this opportunity will not come up again, so take advantage of it. Hart at Nookie Alive tonight, and Lyle Lovett at Bass Hall tonight.
Studer.
214-696.
Well-known Texas singer Lyle Bass.
8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the Great Southwest's most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality. Here is Cobra.
Hey, no, it's going to be me.
Thank you, Michael. There's an interesting television show that's coming out on Fox, starring someone who, to me, is absolutely disgusting. Ivana Trump has her own reality show. Do you guys see this?
No.
No. What's she going to do?
Try to guess what network has hired her.
Fox?
Yes, Fox.
Well, you just told us.
You just said that.
Oh, crap.
Wasn't much of a guess.
Fox Network,
whom we love.
Snake.
True. Fox has recruited Ivana Trump.
I think we love Fox 4 a little bit more than the network, don't we?
Can guarantee you they are my news of choice.
Mine too.
Get the skip shot ready. Her show will be called Ivana Young Man.
That's a rock me.
She will select 8 eligible 20-something bachelors to compete for love with what she describes herself as a successful but lonely 40-something woman.
She'd probably be a pretty good catch for somebody.
Is she loaded?
Rich, good-looking.
Man, she's probably taking pretty good care of herself.
She is not good-looking.
I think she is.
Oh, come on.
Does she have any kind of animal affliction?
I don't know, Greg.
She's got giant clown makeup, and she needs to use some conditioner in her hair. It looks like hay.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, I could name a... Well, never mind. You're probably right.
I don't know, man.
Can't we all name one or two who could use those same things?
Mm-hmm.
In or out of our building?
Both.
Out.
Expo.
Let's stick with out while we're at it. So that will debut.
Hey, I'll throw down in, too. Anybody want to challenge me on that?
Well, Go ahead. Start naming
names. Bring it
on.
Yeah, let's go.
Fire away, big boy.
No, I'm not going to name names.
All right.
It'd be pretty bad if she finds a guy and they want to go skiing with her, though. Because they'd get shown up there. You know, she was on the Swedish ski team.
Really?
Yeah, that's where Donald Trump met her. She was a member of the Swedish ski team.
Does she have one leg?
No, it's Paul McCartney's wife.
Let's see how you'd get those confused, though.
What guy would honestly participate in that show and say, yeah, I'm 25 and I really want a 45-year-old woman. I really want that.
Hey, the line forms to the left and it goes a long way.
People, nothing wrong with that.
Some young guy that doesn't want to work, that's a real good-looking, buffed-up guy, but dumber than a box full of butts.
A little wong. Are you talking about those butts that Danny throws out the window of the dart?
No, I'm talking about asses.
Oh. I guarantee
you. And they want some kind of sugar mama situation.
If we wanted to roll screenless, we could find, we could light up the phones right now with women who would tell us their stories about young guys.
No,
20 years younger.
I guarantee you we could.
You'd light up the phones with a bunch of dudes doing shtick.
Yeah. 20 years.
Once we wade through them, I guarantee you we could get to that.
So you're telling me when you were 25 years old, you wouldn't have minded hooking up with a 50-year-old woman?
Well, no, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying that happens.
I've never met anyone who's done that. Not one person.
Hello.
Hey.
You both?
The Hammer.
I did when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. How old?
She was probably 20 years older than me.
You lived a very cloistered, interlocking life.
So you have two?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it.
A lie?
No, I didn't. If I did, I'd tell you.
Reiner has only dated girls that weigh twice as much as him.
Now, that is true, isn't it? You have had a woman who's weighed twice as much as you, because at one time you weighed like 130. I guarantee you, all the ugly women that I pointed out to you, and I always ask, have you done worse than that?
Oh, absolutely.
Much worse.
Every one of them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't recall that conversation.
That only happens like every road trip we go on. How much, what was your...
12 years.
Okay, see, that's a big deal. That's like when you're 22 hooking up with someone my age.
No, it was 29 and 41.
Oh, dear.
Boy, that was not that long ago, was it?
7 years, monkey. <Hey. laughs> Now I'm 41.
Ivana says, I cannot be with an older man. They're too set in their ways. Her
Damn
most
right.
recent boyfriend was more than 20 years her junior. I'll tell you what, lose the money and see how much guys are after you.
That's still a lot because she's good looking. She's a classy looking woman.
Is there a picture of her along with that story?
Yes. I'm sorry you're on remote. I can't hand it to you, but... She is gross, man. You know what she looks like? She looks like, what's the chick's name from Green Acres?
Ava Gabor?
Ava Gabor now is what Ivana Trump looks like. I mean, it ain't pretty.
Well, I guarantee you there'll be a lot of guys wanting to get in on that. Just like there are a lot of guys who like the old woman thing. Older woman thing.
Okay, we're going to have to... stop down here for a minute because we have a very special guest coming up next to help promote a very special event. This is a big, big, big name guest.
And who is it? We going to tell everybody or are we just going to wait around for him to stiff us?
No, I don't want to tell him.
You don't want to tell him?
No, let's tease it. Let him hang on. It's very special, though.
Give him a tease, then. Give him a hint. Give him a hint.
It's a Hollywood actor.
It's a Royal Tenenbaum.
It's a Hollywood actor.
That was on the Royal Tenenbaum?
Maybe so, maybe
not. Oh, it's Gene Hackman.
Excellent.
All right, next on the ticket.
Mustang football begins Saturday. SMU and Texas Tech. Pregame at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Will be at Red Wing Shoes, and they will be there this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. That's at Central and Beltline in Richardson. You can register to win an Eduardo Nájera autographed basketball, a Bo Jackson autographed baseball, and gift certificates to McClellan Guns. Papa John's, the official
guns
pizza
are good.
Of the Cowboys, will provide free lunch for everyone. So go see the Rant at Red Wing Shoes, Central and Beltline in Richardson this Saturday from 10 until noon. All right, Cobra.
All right. Tonight, this is actually something I'm very proud that Dallas has kind of had a black eye over the last couple of months as far as just being a can't-do city and being the butt of everyone's joke, but tonight something positive is happening here in the city because tonight is the big benefit run for David Cunniff. And to reiterate, David is the guy who got beat up and paralyzed inside the Gypsy Tea Room after the old 97 show back in late July. Did you guys open for them, Danny, that night? And sort of open that night for them. Oh, you didn't open. Okay, it was the next night. And so tonight is the big benefit run. It's a 5K, and more specifically, it is called the Rundown Violence 5K. And it is tonight at 7 p.m., starting at the Lakewood United Methodist Church, right off of Abrams Road. And it started out as just being a little fun run there, trying to get the people of, you know, where he lives, where David lives, down in Lakewood, to get together. And you know, it's $20, and all the money was going to his rehabilitation fund. And by the way, he doesn't have insurance, and that's why this is all going on.
Apparently, he was a very popular person in that Lakewood area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've run into that have known this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, dozens of people just randomly like, yeah, I know David, great guy, you know. Well, he's a contractor, he doesn't have insurance, and so this is why this thing's going down. And there was an article in the paper only 2 days ago about this, and they said that about a couple of hundred had signed up to run. And I was thinking, wow, that's really cool, a couple of hundred people, maybe we'll get up to like 500 people. The Rangers chipped in. The Rangers started giving 4 tickets away to anyone who put down the $20 and registered to run in this 5K. So, you know, everybody got involved, and I went today back to Legal Grounds, which is where you had to register, and asked, I signed my wife up to run, and asked what the head count was. And they said, well, as of right now, we're right around 15, 16, 1700.
Good gosh. That had to exceed all their expectations, too.
Yeah, and they're thinking, you know, it's going to be around 2,000 people that show up.
That's great.
It's unbelievable.
And how much is it to?
It's $20. And
wow, that's going to raise a lot of money for him, then. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
And you can still register, and you can still go down to Legal Grounds. I don't know if you can just show up or not at Lakewood United Methodist Church and actually just take off. I'm not sure you can do that or not. You might want to call down at Legal Grounds, because this thing is really out of control. And they're encouraging everyone who is running in this to get down there early, because parking, obviously, if you've been down in the Lakewood area and the M Street area, there's not a ton of parking down there. So get down there early. And there's lots of there's bands that are going to be out there. There's an after party at St. Pete's down in Deep Ellum, and Carrabba's Italian Grill. They've donated enough hamburgers and hot dogs to feed everyone there.
Or they hope they have.
Well, yeah, they hope they have. So, you know, it's a really big deal. And there's someone, I'll be down there running in it, and there's obviously, out of 2,000 people, there's going to be a lot of, I mean, there's just tons of people, well-known people down there running. One guy in particular who's running is Owen Wilson. And, yeah, Owen hadn't quite joined us yet. We're still waiting on him to call. But Owen was friends with the, or is friends with the Cunha family, and was like, hey, you know, I'll run. So he and all his little buddies are getting together tonight and showing up down there and running. So, I mean, I think it's pretty cool that a guy like Owen Wilson, who certainly doesn't have to do that, is showing up. And joining us now is Dallas's own, I guess he was a St. Mark's attendee and maybe a Hillcrest graduate. Is that right?
No, I was a St. Mark's attendee to almost the end of 10th grade, and then a Thomas Jefferson attendee for the remainder of 10th grade, and then I was a military school.
So you were a quality
in Roswell, New Mexico.
You were a quality student. Nonetheless, yeah. It is Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Greetings. How are you?
You doing all right, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. This is a really worthwhile thing that's going to be taking place this evening. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to tell people about it.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about it. Yeah, we've been talking about it here for the last couple of weeks.
Great. Okay, so they know what the deal is. 7 o'clock tonight, the run, and I'm going out there, and my dad and my mother, and this guy, David Cunniff, is just one of the best people. So anything we can do to help is sure appreciated.
Now, you're going to actually run, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I just went, and I'm a pretty good runner, and I put it off today because I'm going to show up there and I can't imagine that I'm not going to do pretty good, so I'll lay down the gauntlet to anyone who thinks they got some key. And these Olympics have got me kind of revved up. I'm one of those people that I can, like, watch something, like, you know, watch a golf tournament, and then, like, I feel like, wow, I feel like I can get better just from watching stuff on TV. So this Olympic stuff, watching them, some of those guys got me going.
All right, so in the, late 80s, early 90s, you hung around Deep Ellum, I'm sure.
Yes.
Did you ever know it to be, like, a violent place? Because here in the last year, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, there's been half dozen, really serious crimes committed down there where people have either been killed or shot or stabbed and, you know, in David's case, eventually paralyzed. Was it like that back in the day?
No. In fact, when I was first starting to go down, that was when, like, Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, when it was sort of, like, you know, kind of very alternative. And then it got kind of more mainstream, where it seemed like, you know, people that even would have gone to, you know, the West End and Greenville started going down to Deep Ellum. And Luke and Andrew and I used to go down there a lot. And, you know, it seemed pretty safe. But from what I've heard, I guess it's gotten to be a lot shiftier down there.
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy. This is Owen Wilson joining us, Dallasite Owen Wilson. And now do you still have a place here and, you know, a place out in L.A. somewhere? Is that what the deal is?
I have a place. I live in Los Angeles in Santa Monica, and then I stay with my parents. I stay in the basement, but it's real cool. They don't bother me. I can come and go as I want.
Take girls down there and stuff?
No, I'm just kidding. I stay in my old bedroom here at my parents' house.
Oh, that's cool.
I like the basement story better. Stay with that.
So your family.
I've done the whole living on my own thing. It's real overrated. Yes, I'm back with my parents. That's actually a line that Will Ferrell's going to say in this movie, The Wedding Crashers, that we just filmed. I filmed this movie with Vince Vaughn, and I don't want to give stuff away. But
yeah, what is the deal with, it seems like you and Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell, you have this little inbred film cult thing going on.
Yeah, funny the way that's worked out. I don't know. I think with Ben, we just became friends, and we just ended up working together a lot. And then Ben, you know, I've loved some Swingers, and is one of the funniest people in real life. And even though we were in Starsky & Hutch, we didn't really have stuff together so much. So this was the first time we really got to kind of goof around in a movie.
Are you going to be in the sequel to Meet the Parents?
Yeah, I filmed one day on it, and Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand were there as Ben's parents, so it was pretty cool to get to see them. And I just do kind of one little thing. My character kind of reappears towards the end of the movie, and I bet it's going to be a funny movie.
And the one film that I've seen, or the trailer that I've seen that's coming up with you in it, is the Bill Murray movie.
Where did you see the trailer for that? I haven't seen one for it.
You know,
did
if you go
it on
to,
the internet or
yeah, on the internet. If you go to like yahoo.com, and it was up there. It's what is it? The Aquatic
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and that was filmed in Rome last year. I was there for about 5 months, and I've seen the movie. I liked it a lot. It was very odd.
Now, did you write it?
No, I didn't write it. Wes wrote it and directed it, and this guy wrote it with him, Noah. I just act in it, but it's got a, you know, a good cast. Willem Dafoe, Bill Murray, Kate Blanchett, Jeff Goldblum, a bunch of good people. So.
I guess Owen doesn't realize who he's dealing with, Cobra. I mean, you and Entertainment News, he doesn't realize you have sources everywhere.
Yeah.
You see trailers,
yeah.
You see trailers everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking to Variety here.
All right, we're talking with Owen Wilson, noted legendary Dallasite.
Thank you.
Now, how often do you get back to town, man?
I come back pretty frequently, especially this summer. It's been such a mild summer. It's been nice coming back. But I was in Miami doing, I was at the Video Music Awards, and then I stopped here on the way back, and I'm going to go meet my brother tomorrow to see Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan are in concert together.
Now, they had you presenting an award with Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is she really, she really that great?
She is, man. She's really cool.
Now, come on, don't, Owen. Don't lie to us. We will kick you off this show. Come on now. Is she really?
No, she's hot, boy. I'm not kidding.
You know what's so funny about y'all presenting down there is that there's so many. It was like a Beatles concert because there was all these little kids like right in front of you and surrounding you, and you actually had a couple of really funny lines about, you know, if there's a tie, it goes to the Supreme Court. Those kids had zero interest in hearing your jokes.
Zero interest. And what was crazy is that MTV gave me a script like 2 days before that was like 10 pages where basically I was supposed to do a scene, which went to mind. Well, you're out of your mind because I've seen those MTV things. It's not a friend to like subtle comedy at all. It's like just kids like screaming. And sure enough, like, then I said, just cut it down. Just like you just go out there and just have maybe one line. And, like, even with just the one line, I couldn't even tell when Gwen had finished speaking because it was so loud and, like, no one heard what I said, so.
No, you just kind of backed off the mic and were like, yeah, thanks.
Right.
So, like, you go to do something like that for MTV or somebody and they give you a script. If you don't like that script, you just tell them, I'm not doing this, huh?
Exactly.
That is scene control.
Boy, that is scene control.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, I've always been lucky, even, you know, after Bottle Rocket, maybe because I started off as a writer, directors have always been really open to me coming up with dialogue stuff and ideas. So luckily, I've never really had to, like, fight people. They've always, you know, like stuff Ben and I have done on the Oscars, everybody, they've always been sort of, you know, what do you want to do and stuff. So it's cool.
Like, how many scripts come your way that you look at that people might want you in on?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I guess you're kind of represented by, I'm represented by an agent, and they kind of...
So they kind of sit through that stuff, and the stuff that they think is good is what gets to you?
It's less, like, I guess there's a little bit of that, and it's sort of what the studios have decided to green light. And so the studios are going to green light something, and they're only going to, you know, be doing so many movies a year, and they're going to come to you and try to slot you into one of their movies.
Well, Owen, we really appreciate the time. And again, tonight is the Rundown Violence 5K.
I think there should be some kind of bet between you two, Cobra. I mean, you're both runners.
Oh, bring it on.
And Owen's throwing down the gauntlet. I mean, maybe you guys should put up some money on who wins.
$100 whip out.
A what?
$100 whip out, which means payable immediately. No tears. I think we might have to do it.
Owen, you're on. I will absolutely destroy you, though.
It's $100, and whoever loses,
like
that money goes to, that money goes to the charity, okay?
Okay, exactly. That's a good one.
Yeah, or whoever loses, we just literally have to whip it out. That's it.
Well, if I lose, it's going to shift into a gentleman's bet.
All right, so tonight is the big race, or it's the Rundown Violence. It's a 5K. It's for David Cunniff. And 7 o'clock tonight at Lakewood United Methodist Church. There's still time to register. $20. It all goes to David's foundation. And it's going to be a huge deal.
And $100 whip out.
$100 whip out.
And by the way, you can still register down at Legal Grounds Coffee Shop off of Abrams and Gaston down in Lakewood. So head down there, you know, between now and 6 o'clock and see what you can do. Owen, we'll see you tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, guys.
All right, there he is, the noted actor, Owen Wilson, joining us live here on The Hard Line today.
What a good guy.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun having him on here. All right, where are we here now?
Stuff.
Okay, I guess we have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola coming up next today, right?
That's it.
And that's today.
That's next. Hey.